some weaknesses in Beale City when we've seen them against Lakers. Lakers did a great job exposing those weaknesses in that game, and that Beale City just didn't seem like the powerhouse they had been or had been talked up to be at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, definitely a down season for Beale City this year. We kind of saw that with the two losses that they suffered. And you know what? Sure, it's nice to see somebody else in the state championship game. Munising, not a real rich history of getting down there, so not Forest Park, not Beale City, Munising. So good for them, and how exciting for them to win it on a field goal. Who knows? Maybe that was a last-second field goal. Don't know any of the details. So.
Actually, Beale City had a chance to win it after they kicked that field goal. I think there's about 7 minutes left in that game.
Okay, so they had to hold on.
Beale City had a chance, but Munising hung on. And
hey, special teams, Clark. I know you love it.
Special teams and the other X factor in that game, Munising's football field and practice facility is on the shores of Lake Superior. That's the X factor. That's the intangible right there.
That'll toughen you up right there.
Yes, it will.
Well, Paul Adams, thank you for joining us on the Media Roundtable. Dave Hansen, best of luck to you gentlemen here.
We will be seeing you on the strong side tomorrow.
At 7. Depending, we'll have a few announcements pending a victory here. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Time to take a quick break. When we return, we'll take a look at Harbor Beach and Muskegon Catholic Central on the WLEW Sports Network.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 holiday sales event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offers valid in U.S., subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2014 models. Good through 12/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs are not intended for on-road use.
Today's broadcast of WLEW Sports is being brought to you by with internet phone services by Thumb Sailor, on their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and be the talk of the thumb. Well, the talk of the thumb today is the Harbor Beach Pirates, and the Pirates of the Sunrise side enter the state semifinals for the third straight year. They come with quite the backstory, too. They have four straight district titles to their name, three regional championships, and four tries. The seniors on this team never lost a game at home in their 4 years of high school. This is the third straight semifinals appearance and one state title in 2012. This year, Harbor Beach gave up only 31 points through nine games, and last week, the Pirates gave up only 7 while scoring 21 against Morenci.
I don't know how you can't be impressed by that resume, Clark. The Pirates have put together a heck of a season again this year and a heck of a season the past few, but I know for sure their goals aren't going to stop there or here tonight.
Well, now through 12 games, the senior class is on the verge of becoming the winningest class in school history. And the helmsman of that class is senior quarterback Josh Shelke.
Yeah, Josh Shelke, give you a few details on him. He stands about 6'3", 185 pounds. And last week against Morenci, he had 22 carries for 96 yards and a touchdown. And he was just 3-for-10 passing, but no interceptions, 85 yards on those three completions. And one was a big touchdown strike to Austin Seltz.
Also aboard the ship is a crew well seasoned with a little bit of every possible caliber of weapon, anything from speed to power to size.
And you got to have it all. Last week against Morenci as a team, 212 yards on the ground with two touchdowns. Austin Seltz, your leading tailback, 22 of those carries and 111 of those yards and a touchdown. And then there's a couple other guys that get in that are very important to this team. Devin Lemanski, your short yardage, fourth and goal, you know, third and one type guy. Devin Lemanski, slippery, seems to get those short yardage when necessary. He's your true fullback. And then your downhill running back that looks to run people over, not necessarily a fullback, he's more of your running back that just Adrian Peterson like runs people over. That's Brandon Puff, number 7. You look for him to run some guys over in this game.
Harbor Beach has accumulated 529 points on the season, good enough for an average of 44 points a game, and third all-time in school history so far, all coming in the past three seasons. But one thing that is almost taken for granted is the defense of Harbor Beach, giving up only 5 touchdowns in the regular season, with 4 of those coming in running clock situations. On average, Harbor Beach gives up a mere 4.9 points a game.
Now, you can't forget about the defense. They're always going to be the most important. Offense always gets the glory. But in defensive standpoint, they had 5 interceptions last week and 7 in the past 2 weeks. Their secondary, them Ball Hawks, Chris Keys, Josh Shelke, Mitch Hearn, and Austin Seltz lead that secondary with takeaways. It's hard to throw on those guys. And that line and linebackers had 4 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, and who can forget team-leading tackler Austin Ginther, the motor and the emotional leader on that defensive line for the Pirates.
The Pirate defense will truly be tested today against the high-caliber offense of Muskegon Catholic Central. Some are saying whoever wins this one is going to be the state champion in Division 8, and I'll stand behind that statement. There's much more to come on the WLEW Sports Network. Up next, we take a look at the Crusaders of Muskegon Catholic. Kickoff is only 14 minutes away on the WLEW Sports Network, Muskegon Catholic Central and Harbor Beach.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Have you heard the weather forecast lately? Stay warm and dry in a custom-made cedar blind or a pop-up blind. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Randy's has scents, game calls, decoys, and trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuddyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center now sells hunting and fishing licenses. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Check out the website randyshuntingcenter.com or call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
$5. What can you get for $5 anymore? Well, thanks to Thumb Cellular's new carryover data, with any phone on the 4G Everything plan, for just $5 a month, you get to carry over any of your unused data into future months. For a $10 upgrade to the Everything plan, you double your data to 10 gigs, and any unused data automatically carries over from month to month. Stop into your nearest Thumb Cellular office and check out all the new phones that have arrived just in time for Christmas, like the LG G3 with a better resolution screen than the iPhone 6 Plus, a higher resolution front and rear camera than the iPhone 6 Plus, and a faster processor and more battery life than the iPhone 6 Plus. And it's just $199. Terms of service apply. So this Christmas season, treat yourself to a new smartphone and carry over your unused data only from your local cellular provider, Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
This Christmas season, the iPhone 5C is now free with contract and data plan at Thumb Cellular. Hurry in today.
State semifinals on WLEW Sports Division 8. Harbor Beach taking on Muskegon Catholic Central. Live from Alma, Michigan, with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, doing the numbers, Doug Cole and Kayla Carson here, as the freezing rain starts to come down here again.